Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on Corpus Christi Sunday. The program is available at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Our celebrant is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. Please stand and join in singing the opening hymn, O Living Bread from Heaven, number 670 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Welcome to America's Parish Church for Sunday Mass here at St. Patrick's. Our Mass this morning is even more fervent than usual because it's the magnificent feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, when we renew our devotion to the mystery and gift of the Holy Eucharist, and because we welcome jubilarians, religious women and men from throughout the diocese, some of them, who are celebrating Jubilees. So, brothers and sisters, welcome, and thank God we got you, so that we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins, and we ask for the mercy of Jesus. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us all to life everlasting.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison. God, who in this wonderful, most blessed sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience within ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will take
from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled, so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant, since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant. Those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Adorem, laura ducem et pastorem, minimis et canticis. Quantum potest adorare, quia minor omnilare, ned laudare sufficis. Laudis tema specia,
bread will live forever.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. And they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Everybody, all the blessings of this magnificent feast of Corpus Christi upon you and those who unite with us in prayer on the Catholic Faith Network and the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129, and our own live streaming. You know, of course, that the faith, our faith in the power of the Mass and the real presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, boy, that's been in the church since, well, Holy Thursday, the Last Supper, when Jesus gave us the Mass. That's why we had that gospel reading we just had. But periodically throughout the life of the church, see, there's kind of a revival, a renewal of devotion to the Holy Eucharist at times when it's perhaps become a little diluted or dulled. One of those times was in the 1200s, and I'm telling you this little bit of history because this is how the Feast of Corpus Christi came about. In the 1200s, it was in the town of Orvieto. If you ever go to Italy, make sure you go to Orvieto. It's about an hour north of Rome. The cathedral there is worth the trip. And by the way, the pappardelle alla cinghiale and the wine isn't bad either. So
Anyway, at that time in Arvieto was living a Dominican friar by the name of Thomas Aquinas. You probably heard of him, right? Thomas Aquinas. And while he was there, there was a reported miracle of the Holy Eucharist and a great revival of devotion. And he wrote those songs that we still cherish to this day, Tantum Ergo, O Salutoris, Pange Lingua, that sequence that our choir just performed so masterfully. A great revival of Eucharistic devotion. Every year on the Feast of Corpus Christi, Arvieto has one of the most splendid processions. This is the day of processions. We're going to have one in St. Patrick's at the end of Mass when we carry the Blessed Sacrament around the church. Every parish will have it today. Anyway, in Arvieto is a biggie. And one year I had the honor. I had the honor of carrying the Blessed Sacrament through the little streets of Arvieto. I was very moved. And as I was going down a very narrow street, I saw it was crowded with people and the tapestries and the flowers and, oh my, the incense, the candles. And there I come across a young man who has a soccer uniform on, who surrounded by young boys who are obviously a soccer team. And the coach kneels down in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, as do the boys. And I could hear him say to the boys, he pointed up to the host in the monstrance, and he said, "Ecco Gesù. Ecco Gesù. There is Jesus," as he pointed to the Most Blessed Sacrament. Folks, that's a kind of simple yet awesome and profound faith that this feast inspires. As with all the gifts that God gives us, sometimes we can begin to take them for granted. And I'm afraid sometimes that's even true with the Most Holy Eucharist. Later today, now we have our wonderful religious sisters and brothers here with us at Mass. Later on today, we'll have a Mass here in the Cathedral for Jubilarians. Husbands and wives who are celebrating 50 years, 60 years of marriage. And I'll have the Mass, and when I talk to them, they'll always kind of gratefully recount their marriage, and they'll admit that periodically in their marriage, their love got cold and it dulled a little. But you can see in their faces as they come for their Jubilee Mass that once again they're giggling teenagers, deeply in love with one another as they renew the vows of the day of their nuptial Mass. And that, of course, is what we speak about today, folks. We always want to revive our faith in the Eucharist. We never want to get used to it. We never want to take it for granted. I remember it was 2010, January. I had only been here 8 months or so, and there was that devastating earthquake in Haiti. Would you remember it? Poor Haiti. There's never a dearth of suffering. A massive earthquake. You might remember that on behalf of you all, the people of the Archdiocese, and in my role as at that time as chair of Catholic Relief Services, we took a plane that was stuffed with blankets and fresh water and medicine and food and tents, and we flew down to Haiti. And I remember meeting with the 300 Catholic Relief Service workers. They were mostly young people. They were stationed there. They take two-year stints. They're on the scene already. But of course, there they were with their shovels and everything else to help in the aid effort. And I met with them. And oh my Lord, they were tired. They were dirty. They were hungry. They were thirsty. They were frustrated because of the towering nature of the work. And I expressed to them my admiration and appreciation for what they were doing. And then before I left, I said, "Is there anything I can do for you?" Now, this was a Saturday when I was visiting them. I said, is there anything I can do for you? And one girl in the back, they were sitting there on the grass, she said, yes, tomorrow Sunday, can you come and say Mass for us? Can you come and say Mass for us? Now, for all the problems and tragedy that those volunteer workers had, they realized how much they needed the Holy Eucharist. That's what I'm talking about. Never taking it for granted, knowing how much we hunger for it. Archbishop John Quinn, the former, he's gone to the Lord now, but the former Archbishop of San Francisco, I remember him recalling a story, it was about 30 years ago, when he was Archbishop of San Francisco and he had invited the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters, to an extraordinarily poor area of San Francisco. And the archdiocese had kind of, perked up a house, an abandoned house in the neighborhood where the sisters could live. And he had furnished it. He wanted to make it comfortable and secure for the sisters. And about a week after it was open, Mother Teresa came for the formal opening. So Archbishop Quinn says, there we go, to be there for the formal opening. And as we're pulling up to the convent, I see all these people there. And on the lawn in front of the convent are all the carpets, all the furniture, all the appliances that we had purchased for the sisters. And they're giving them away. And he says to Mother Teresa, Mother, what are you going to do? What are you giving all this stuff away for? Don't you need it? She said, Archbishop, I told you, we don't need much. We don't need all these deep freezes and microwaves and TVs and carpets and nice furniture. We'll just as soon give that away. She said, I told you we only need two things, the altar and the tabernacle.
I invite the Jubilarians to stand and we'll renew our vows. It's in your program. And together we pray. Almighty and loving God, vows I made at my profession, consecrated celibacy, poverty, and obedience, according to the constitutions of my religious community. In renewing my vows, I also baptismal commitment to live according to the gospel and to follow Christ more faithfully. Send the spirit of life and holiness to renew me and all consecrated persons so that together our lives may reflect praise, thanksgiving, and union with you, our loving God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's Sister Joan Curtin, our vicar for religious. Sisters, brothers, congratulations. We love you. We are grateful to you. We need you very much, and thanks for your service. Remember when Pope Francis came, September 24th, 2015, in this basilica, at this spot, he said, what in the world would the church look like without our consecrated women and men religious? And we say the same thing. It strikes me on this feast of Corpus Christi, you serve the body of Christ as well. The body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ that is identified with those who are in need. So thank you for that. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven
and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For the church, that all who lead and guide us in our faith, especially our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Bishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan, and all New York's bishops, priests, and deacons, that their daily labor may help us to live as the body of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For world leaders, that they may find the way to satisfy the human hunger for peace and justice through the power of the Eucharist. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the religious congregations in the Archdiocese, that their faithful witness to the beauty and effectiveness of the vowed life may inspire others being called to the Lord to follow him as religious. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the religious sisters and brothers celebrating their jubilees today, that they may experience the Eucharist as the source and summit of their lives, and in it taste the gratitude of the Lord for all their years of service. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are baptized into the body of Christ, that we will deepen our devotion to the Eucharistic sacrifice of our Lord, which gives life to the whole world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Sister Alicia Ruiz, for all deceased men and women religious, and for all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We seek the powerful intercession of Mary, our mother, of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini and St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, two religious women saints from this archdiocese, the intercession of all the patrons of our religious congregations of men and women here this morning as we make our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Join in singing All Glory Be to God on High, number 411 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.
Mm-hmm.
that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery in the offerings we here present through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, He is the one true, eternal High Priest who instituted the pattern of an everlasting sacrifice, the first to offer Himself as the saving victim on the cross, commanding us to make this offering as His memorial. As we eat His flesh that was sacrificed for us, we're made strong. As we drink His blood that was poured out for us, we're washed clean. With angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, saints, all the hosts of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glories without end we acclaim. Fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. In giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the very body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, my auxiliary bishops and those of the province and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Joseph, her spouse, the apostles, all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere. pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Pace sempre.
Offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Pace sempre. Fratello.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us all one day to life everlasting.
Thank you.
Please join in singing Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All, which is number 593 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal, number 593.
Grant, O Lord, we pray that we may delight for all eternity in that share in your divine life, which is but foreshadowed in this present age, by our worthy reception of your sacred body and blood, who live and reign forever and ever.
Thank you.
Et in mundo
have given them bread from heaven. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Holy Eucharist as the memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of this most blessed sacrament of your body and blood help us experience the salvation you won for us and the peace of the kingdom where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Together the divine praises. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy. Blessed be her glory, Immaculate Conception. Blessed be her glorious Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.